a curse?
It's something that we don't do.
You are extra.
Now, let me know, black people, black people from America.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 217 of How Married Are You?
Okay, my name is Belief. What the heck? My name is Belief. This is Yvette. We married 13 years. Been in California. We got four kids. Relationship scary. It's very necessary. We share our love, our struggles. We ask
how married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Yo, this past Friday, it was Theo's birthday. And we are driving up to Anaheim to watch the Anaheim Ducks game. Those tickets are so expensive. If you're trying to go the week of and you buying a ticket the week of, some of them tickets were like $15,000.
$1,500. Did you say $15,000? I think you meant $1,500.
I'm pretty sure they were $15,000. I don't
know why. Who's spending $15,000 to go to a hockey game?
Maybe I'm tripping.
I think you mean 1500.
Nah, baby, I don't think I'm tripping. Anyway, the tickets were so expensive. We got the row second to last in the back, in the nosebleeds. Those tickets were so expensive still. And I'm like, why am I doing this? The seated smile on the child's face. We went to go see the Anaheim Ducks versus the Edmonton Oilers. And the Edmonton Oilers has Theo's favorite player on it. And I didn't even know. I just bought the tickets and he was really excited. Thanks for taking me here, Dad. He's like such an Disney kid. I really appreciate the hard work you're doing, Dad.
No, he I think he's heard me enough times be like, y'all don't even appreciate that he's become really good at saying like, thank you. Like, he's usually one of the first ones to say, Mom, thank you for breakfast. Thank you for lunch. Thank you for dinner. You know, he's really a good.
Yes, yes.
He's good at that. Is it my turn?
Yes.
So, this weekend, we were at Raya's basketball game. And every time after the basketball game, parents have to bring snacks or whatever for the team. Well, Uzi always wants to see what's in the bag that he can have. So, this weekend, he went into the bag and he got a lollipop, and we're all standing around talking, and then all of a sudden Uzi is just losing his mind. Turns out his lollipop was in his hand, and Lily came by and wagged her tail. And the lollipop stuck to Lily's tail, and he was so upset, the poor baby. He was crying and all kinds of things, and Glenn was all like, what is going on? And, yeah, it was really funny to me.
Yeah, I told him he overreacted. Yvette didn't like that.
Yeah, and we still didn't follow up to that conversation. We'll talk about it later, though.
Yeah. All right. All right, so look, man. Not a lot of time left. You guys got to get these tickets for the Unplugged Retreat my wife is hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited. Man, moms need a break. Moms need to rest. And you probably don't give yourself permission to rest. You probably overworked, definitely underpaid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Definitely doing everything for everybody else and not taking care of yourself. So Mother's Day from the 10th to the 13th, my wife is hosting a retreat at
May 10th to the 13th
at Savannah Resort. Man, this is a wellness retreat that you are going to enjoy, baby. You want to tell them more about it since you went?
Yeah. I'd love to tell you guys more about it. The resort itself is a beautiful location nestled in Carefree, Arizona, which is about 30 to 45 minutes away from Phoenix, Arizona. So if you're in the Arizona area, you might want to just pull up one time. But it is a beautiful location. It's got beautiful pools. It's quiet. the skies are clear. The sunset is amazing. The sunrise is amazing. It is just wonderful. They have multiple wellness classes for you to be able to explore, from fitness classes to mindfulness classes to all kinds of things. I want to tell a story. I don't know if I've told the story yet.
Okay.
Have I told the story about how I signed up for a dance class?
Yeah.
So I did. I told the story on the podcast.
I remember I was dancing.
On the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Tell again.
Yeah. So that was probably one of my highlights. I signed up for the class thinking it was like a hip hop dance class where I was going to learn some routine and I was going to come home and I was going to be like, see, Glenn, I do have rhythm. I can dance. Da, 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 da. Right. I pull up to the class one time. It is called an ecstatic dance class. I'm like, what do you mean? And then she proceeds to explain that what happens is they turn on music and then they just tell you to be free and move your body and do all the things to, you know, feel the music. And I wanted to run away. And this older couple convinced me, you know what? You should stay. It's going to be great. It's so fun. So I hid in a corner. Thankfully, they dimmed the lights. Everyone was supposed to like either close your eyes or have a soft glance, they call it, where you don't like look at people, but you just kind of are, you know, your eyes are open, but you're not paying attention. And so at first I was doing like my little 1-2 sidestep that you used to do in a gospel choir. And then at some point, like, I just started really moving my body. And it sounds really crazy, and it probably was really crazy. Like, if anyone has video footage of it, I'm sure we're all going to be like, oh, my gosh. However, like, in that moment, it was probably the most present I had been with my body in such a long time. And one of the things I took away from that particular class was you don't have to be perfect to be enough. And I think a lot of times, especially when it comes to dance and moving my body, I don't necessarily feel like I can move it because I don't have the rhythm that a lot of other people might have, or maybe a lot of people don't have. And I think that at some point in our life, we were told that, oh, this is how you're supposed to move your body, or this is the acceptable way to move your body. But it's like, no, it's my body. I can move it however I want to or however I need to. But it was classes like that. I also did like introduction to meditation. I did gratitude circle. I did a trampoline class that was extremely fun. I tried a yoga class as well. It was just like a lot of cool things. And so what I'm planning on doing is there's a whole wide range of different classes that you guys can choose when you sign up, and you don't choose it right away. So if you sign up and you're like, hey, I didn't get those classes yet, it doesn't happen until it gets closer to May. But I am also wanting to infuse some like praise and worship and just some time with each other. I'm hoping, I haven't said this yet, but I'm wanting to do a Bible study. And of course, none of this stuff you have to show up to. If you want to just book the trip and then just come and sleep in your room and sit by the pool the whole time, that is totally up to you. I am not trying to make your time scheduled, but I am going to be creating space. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do is to actually write a 3-day Bible study for you guys to participate in and kind of meet me at the lawn on those mornings or whatever the case may be. And so it's going to be an amazing time to be able to connect with yourself, to be able to connect with God, and to be able to connect with other moms who are growing through some things just like you. And so I really hope that you guys receive this invitation and that you register. Early registration ends February 29th. And then tickets go up. So if you're like kind of on the fence about it, I would suggest that you just pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. There is a payment plan available through PayPal later. So if you're like, I don't have it all right now, maybe just sign yourself up for like it's 4 monthly payments through PayPal. So yeah, y'all, don't waste time. If you are somebody who needs rest and who needs a moment for yourself, take this time. Take this time, okay?
Yep. Yeah, so we have someone who sent in a voice memo.
Yes. And
it's quite a doozy.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get into this one.
Before we do, though, make sure you like, comment, and share this video with everybody.
All right. Hopefully the sound is not obstructed because I'm driving. And I'm driving to work. I'm giving myself 5 minutes to do this because I did try to type out a message before, but I had a feeling it was too long. I'm a big rambler, so I almost typed out a whole notes message I was gonna send you guys, to discuss about this situation, because you, sometimes you guys talk about how you're not really up to what the young kids are doing these days. And at the time when I almost emailed you guys, I was definitely not over it. I feel like I'm more over the situation now, definitely more calm about it, and just kind of want to tell the story so you guys can sort of see, I guess, what people my age are up to. Also, big fan. I've been watching you guys for years. I listen to you guys as if you're my second parents, and I take a lot of the stuff you guys say into account. But basically, here is like a current situationship, which is apparently very common for people my age these days, that I was in last year. So we're gonna call the guy Bill. That's not his real name, but we're just gonna call him Bill. And in January, even before then, during the fall semester before, he started kind of making his interest in me known. And then in January, we started talking. And then like a week or two into January, he invited me to come over and he made dinner for me. Obviously, seems like a date, you know, but I guess it wasn't defined. So we'll just say he made dinner for me. And then from then on, I was hanging out with him a lot. Like, I was at his apartment a lot. And we were just hanging out very often. I think I always update my friends on stuff. And one time he had made a comment on like, oh, you're wearing the same socks today or something. Like, that's how often I was at his place. And even my friends were like, oh my God, you must be there often if he's like paying attention to the socks you're wearing and stuff. So I was at his place a lot. And then eventually, I think around February, we kind of had that conversation. That's like, what are we? And the conclusion was, we are nothing. But basically, he let me know that he wasn't ready for a relationship, but also conveniently for him, if I was interested in anything physical that he could provide, but relationship wise he couldn't do that. And I was very put off by it at the time, but I can't lie, I was looking for some physical when I started interacting with this guy. So, but obviously the whole situation of like basically dating me and then literally whining and dining me and then claiming you weren't ready for a relationship was very strange. And so I was just a little bit put off by it, and we basically didn't really speak to each other for like a month.
Hold on, she wanted something physical.
A month later.
Hold on. She wanted something physical?
Yeah, but I'm trying to, I was wondering, did I miss a part where she said that they were physical maybe?
I mean, obviously they were. They're over each other's house. She's over there all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not make it more difficult than it already is. Like, they have already been physical. He got what he wanted. And now she's like, well, you know, what are we? And he's like, I'm not ready for anything in a relationship, but I want, you know, something. Is there anything physical I could provide? But she said I got into it physically as she, well.
Yeah. Okay. Let's right. Listen. Let's listen.
Baby, I'm so disappointed.
Still kind of randomly text me.
You let that man play
like, interact with my social media, and I was like, that's kind of weird because we're not talking, but whatever. And then I think one day he texted me again, and I was like, okay, what do you want? Because we're not speaking, but you're still like in my phone and stuff. So what do you want? And he's like, do we have a problem? Da 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 da. Because I guess in his eyes, that conversation was that, and or whatever, even though clearly we were both upset at each other, but he was just like, I don't know. So then we talked again, and long story short, we agreed to friends with benefits, which,
okay,
you know, yeah.
So, you are so old-fashioned.
I am.
You need to be so old-fashioned. You need to get out of here.
Wait a minute, what do you mean I'm so old-fashioned?
That's a normal thing. What you think everybody's doing out there?
Okay, I guess that's why she said she was calling and let
why
us know.
Why do you
she
seem like said, your little sister let you down?
Because you I just want more for my sister.
Okay.
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 I'm going to keep listening because we still got a few
women
minutes.
Women have physical needs too, that you know that.
And wait, what happened?
Long story short, we agreed to friends with benefits, which...
She's saying she did not want to say that.
She didn't.
<Yeah. laughs> So that continued until basically like April. And this is, I don't know how to stay on track, but I'm parking lots work, so I'm trying to wrap it up. But I will say there's a lot of bickering. Sometimes there's a lot of back and forth, but it was also very much like dating, but not actually dating. Very strange. We go to the same school, so it was getting to the point where people were seeing us around, and I would even hear from other people like that we were dating, even though we weren't. And it was very strange. And over the summer, I was on co-op, so we didn't really talk that much. And then the semester started in the fall, and I was just like, oh, we're just gonna go back to our little friends with benefits situation. And yeah, also for the whole friends with benefits situation, I very much considered him a friend. We had like very real conversations. When we did have disagreements, we tried our best to communicate super well, and I always appreciated that. But also, I don't know if it's because we're young or we both have issues. I started therapy, so I'm straightening it out. But our communication, we always tried, so I did consider us really good.
I started therapy.
So she's sorting it out.
But so you know she's not, though.
No, I think she is. We still have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to listen to.
You know when you go to therapy, it gets way worse before it gets better?
Yeah.
So she's figuring out that she's got a lot to figure out.
Yeah, you know I feel saying? Like she's figuring out why she allowed herself to end up in this situationship. I feel like she's getting a lot of insight, and she's about to tell us she has ended this relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's listen.
But we always tried, so I did consider us really good friends. And so the fall comes, and we're still not really talking, but he was taking a lot of classes, so I just assumed he was busy or whatever. And then around October, he popped up with a girlfriend, and I was very shocked, and yeah. So overall, I just ended up no longer speaking to him after that point. I just found it weird, considering we were friends, that at the very least you could mention to me that you had a girlfriend. And there also was definitely some overlap between us speaking to each other and him getting in this relationship. And I just felt it was odd. So I decided it was best. I just no longer speak to him. But yeah, at the time I was definitely very hurt. I'm just kind of over it now. Like, if he didn't know what he wanted.
No, he knew exactly what he wanted.
I don't know. That was maybe one reason why I was upset about it is because, this is definitely over 5 minutes, but maybe because at the time when he first said he wasn't ready for a relationship, I was like, oh, you just don't want to date me. And he made it very clear, like, that's not the point. I'm just not ready for a relationship. And then later on went on to get a girlfriend, which he was free to do. If I had found a man, I would have gone to the man. But I would have told
him. If I had what?
Yeah, found a man, she would have gone to the man.
I don't know. If I had found a man, I would have gone to the man. But at the very least, I would have told him if I was about to get into a relationship. But yeah, overall, that was my situationship. I just wanted you guys to know more about what the young 20-year-olds are doing these days. And that's what I'm up to these days. Obviously, in the future, I don't plan on doing anything that's not serious, and that was very unserious behavior of me, but yeah, that's the gist of it. I could go into so much more detail, but I never know how long these messages can be, and I know the podcast is usually like 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm already taking up 7 of those minutes, but if you need any more details, feel free to ask. But I just want to explain, this is very common
this
for people
is why we have to go live.
Guys saying they're not ready for a relationship but still dating you. This is basically what we're dealing with at this time. If you choose to deal with it, I do feel like in the future I will be choosing not to deal with it and only allow serious relationships. But if you allow it, this is what is happening with people my age these days. But anyways, also, I love you guys. I love your podcast. And yeah, that's about it.
How do we even start? Yikes. All right.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, you're not doing nothing new. This isn't new behavior with the young. I mean, I guess this is what 20-year-olds do, but there are people in their 40s and 50s and 30s that still do this behavior. It's not anything about a maturity thing or like young thing. It's just a...
human thing.
It's human behavior. It's human nature, right?
Unhealed human behavior. Yes.
Unhealed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot of people who walk around healed, man. I'm going to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, okay,
everybody
you're right.
Seem like they got some wounds that
yeah.
are leaking.
Okay, so I don't know if we ever arrive at heal, like being healed. We are healing. However, this is like very, this is a true lack of awareness.
Okay, say more.
So I think about us sometimes and I think about where, like in our relationship, how we have shown up as a result of our relationships with our parents. And how that manifests itself in our relationship.
I don't know. Where are you going with this?
So you know how you would always want to please me because you were afraid of being hurt?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then there are things on my side where I have trust issues because my father was also a dreamer, like you are. And so...
He's not a dreamer like me.
Yes. Okay. So, yes.
We won't go. But I get you.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Put some respect on my name. Yeah.
So, there's some respect on your name. You have it. So, anywho, what I'm saying is sometimes we accept behavior or we behave in a certain way because of relationships with significant figures in our lives. And she may be receptive to this type of affection or
lack thereof
for some reason unknown to us and unknown to her. And if she were on her healing journey, like really spending time in therapy and talking to her therapist about this, she would probably realize, oh, shoot, this is because of this, is what I'm trying to say. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I hear what you're saying.
Because I feel like, okay, so we all know, I've talked about it multiple times. When I went to my intensive, my 3-week intensive, a lot of the work that the therapist did was family of origin work. But when I went there, Glenn and I were dealing with some major stuff, and I wanted to talk to him about Glenn. And every single time that I brought up, he would let me go there. He would let me like, okay, if that's what you want to spend these moments on right now, let's go there. And then he would all circle it all the way back to either my dad or my mom and how I showed up in my family of origin. Yeah. It was always traced back to that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you do see the connection, right? Da, 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 da. And so I feel like there's a lot of that happens when we are in relationships. I can't hear myself, huh? I'm supposed to be wearing headphones.
Yeah. I would say that I think that she got exactly what she wanted. That's what she wanted. She wanted a physical thing.
Yeah, but she didn't. She doesn't know what she wants.
No. She knows exactly what she wants. She got what she wanted. They got the physical thing. They were friends with benefits, but, you know, I think that there's something interesting about, it's not new. Like, if you give a man sex, you probably won't end up with them. Like, it's not always true, but there has to be something about you that he can't get nowhere else. Okay? Now, some men, and this is just, I'm talking like for people who are like, oh yeah, I don't want him to leave me, so I'm going to give him this. You know what I'm saying? Or I want a relationship, so I'm going to give him this, right?
Which this isn't what she was doing. She knew she was just wanting the affection.
She just was wanting the affection until he showed her the potential of, she wanted the physical attachment until he showed her the potential of what a relationship would look like. She didn't ask for dinner at his house.
That was his foreplay.
That was his finesse. Like, he's practicing on the shorty that he's with now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, all right. Like, and I understand that as a guy that, like, was straight up like Baltimore all the way. Hey, Shorty from down the street. Come here, you with the green coat. Come here. Like, that's how I used to talk to women. Mm-hmm. And I had to train myself on not to do that. So I had to, excuse me, how you doing? I see you're busy. I just want to know if I could take you out. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I had to do that. I had to teach myself. You know what I mean? I don't really interrupt. I don't know who that is. Is that your man? Like, I had to learn, teach myself how to run, like, spit game in a way that wasn't so aggressive. Mm-hmm. Aggressive. So I had to practice on women I wasn't even interested in. Do you know that?
Oh.
Yeah, I was practicing on women I was not interested in just to get reps.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Because.
And then did you have an exit plan if she did receive you?
I had no idea what I was doing.
What?
I just knew that I had to, I wasn't trying to get in their pants and that like that. I literally just had to like get reps in.
So you was taking women out that you didn't want to?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
You was spending that money.
I was. Mm. I was spending money.
You were invested to land at me.
I was invested, yeah, to land at a person that was oblivious to know what the heck was going on. Hey, how you doing? You know, I'm trying to spit a little game. You got a MySpace. Let me holler at you online. No. the person has to know that you're in the thing. Like, hey, we're both, I'm trying to get your number. You were oblivious.
Or so you could just really say, work. Like, hey, can I get your number?
No. That would be so weird. And I would come off like a creeper. Especially not having a college degree. Are you kidding me?
What?
Well, being on college campus, not even supposed to be there. I'm like, hey, man, take that dude's visitor stamp away. And I wouldn't be allowed back. You're harassing the women on campus. But no, like, I had to figure out how to do that. And I practiced on women I wasn't interested in early on. And that led to a lot of girls being like, what the heck is going on with this guy? Right? And what it's called is emotional impurity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so what that is, it's an immaturity thing where I didn't know what I was doing. I just was, like, out there trying to figure out who, like, how to approach women, you know, because the way I learned before worked, like in Baltimore, like it worked. You know what I'm saying? Or you were in a class with Shorty, you like throw a piece of paper at her and just act like you ain't do it. Like just stupid, immature stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he was practicing. I think he was really what it is. It's like you wondering if you could get it. How much energy and time you have to put into figuring out if this is something that you could get or not. Like, it's literally a challenge. You know what I'm saying? That's how a lot of men see it. And I'm not saying every man like that, and men of faith, I'm not sure, you know, how dudes be acting. But I know for me, when I got out here, especially not being, like, really solidified in my faith or nothing like that, I just was out here like, man, I was like, man. And I was talking to my homie Garrett. And Garrett, I'm going to put Garrett on blast. I was like, Garrett, man, I'm be trying to talk to these ladies, man. I'm not doing it right. He was like, if I were you, I'd go up to him and say, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. Can I take you out for coffee?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, and I was like, Garrett, that ain't going to work, bro.
That's a little creepy right there.
No, but Garrett is like, he's a tall, you know, white dude, he could probably get away with something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just looks like he's very, like, innocent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that was the best game he can come up with. But me, I'm looking like I got some game already. So I think that's what he was doing. But she got what she asked for.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what you wanted. And I think it's a win for you, right? Like, you got what you wanted. You realize that this guy isn't the guy, and you will be fine, you know? A situationship. I don't like those. I think situationships, I think it's just not a smart idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not. Unless that's what you only thing you wanted, like he had no reason to keep it 1,000 with you. You know, like, he doesn't have to be a considerable gentleman. Like, he doesn't have to be someone that honors you. He just, he has to entertain you and make you believe that he wants you.
Mm.
Like, it's interesting how, like, I don't have to love you. I have to make you believe I love you. Like, that is, that's the name of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I think someone cares about me, I'm going to care about them. They don't actually have to care about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the finesse is you believing it. Mm. You know? And it's sometimes, like, me, Yvette and I have to go to each other like, man, they don't care about you. Like, she'll tell me that. Like, man, I don't think that person cares about you at all. You know? I'm like, really? Like, yeah. Like, you're a dollar sign. Like, oh, somebody will tell me that here. Like, nah, they don't care about you, really. You know? Or I sometimes tell Yvette, man, they don't want your best interest. They want you to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you. You know? And when you get to that point, when you recognize that they only want you for one thing or they want to use you, that means that you have to value yourself above all of that, right? Now, why you got into that situationship, that's not really a bad thing. Like, I don't think it's anything wrong with you saying, hey, I want this. I'm going to go get this. You know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, like, that's your decision. I think you deserve better. Because I believe if you wouldn't have been entertaining that a relationship, he would have treated you differently with more respect and honor. And then you would have also been available for whoever else was out there who actually had the intention to be more than a situationship.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you wanted.
Yeah, I think that is something that you need to decide is what you want. Are you looking for a serious relationship right now? Or are you looking just to have fun and whatever? Because I think so many of us tolerate. I feel like I'm having the same situation when I think about, like, my life as it is that Glenn has been asking me this question about, like, what do you want? And I've spent some time thinking about it over the past couple of months, and I feel like because I haven't clearly defined what I want, I've been open to everything. And that is, like, it's a lot of time wasted when I think about it. It's a lot of time wasted. It's a lot of extra heartache and pain that is unnecessary that I've had to deal with. It's just, man, it's a lot, y'all. So I feel like if we define clearly what we want, then we'll be able to operate at a more efficient capacity in our relationships and in our lives.
Yeah, and I'm big on, Yvette doesn't like this about me, but I'm like, don't give them any options.
Yeah.
You know why In-N-Out is so freaking successful? They got four things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hidden menu. If you know, you know. If you in the I don't know what they call it, zeitgeist, or that you're part of their real brand. Like, if you're in the know, you know that there's more stuff on the menu, but you gotta ask for it. But there's only four things on the menu because you don't have a lot of options. When men have a lot of, like, that dude wasn't taking no more classes.
What do you mean?
He was taking more. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't taking no more classes. Oh, he had a big busy schedule, and then he popped up with a girlfriend. Yeah, because he was doing Felicia 101. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention, right? So the more options we have, like, the harder it is for us to stay on route. I don't want to give myself a lot of options. What am I doing? I'm doing this. Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do other stuff. Let's just focus right here. And Yvette has a lot of options sometimes. And I'm like, yo, nah.
And the thing about it, too, is I like to have options. I like to offer options, and I like to have options because it makes me feel, like, less boxed in.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you got some control.
Yeah.
But really, you're carrying a heavy bag. When she packs, she likes to pack options. What are you wearing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? You got 4 days. She's got a few different outfits for each day because you got to dress on the mood. Like, no, choose your mood. Joyful. That's the mood.
You know what's crazy is, so this past week, one of my girlfriends, shout out Diana, came over and helped me because I've been wanting to, like, declutter my closet. I've been holding on to stuff because I'm like, one day I'll be able to fit this again, or one day I'll have somewhere to wear this to, or one day, you know how we do with our clothes or whatever. And then when she was there supervising me, I got rid of so much stuff.
Yeah.
It was really refreshing. And so, I don't know, I guess, like, but now when I walk into my closet and I, like, today I wore a dress. I've had this dress in my closet, I don't even know how long.
I love that
dress. I haven't worn it in a long time. But I wore it because I could see it, and it was, like, less options. Yeah. It wasn't so overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just feel like I am starting to realize there are key things that I want, and so those are the things that I'm going to pursue. And I think when it comes to relationships, there are a lot of people in this world. We are all going to meet so many different people in our lives that who could potentially be the one, or whatever the case may be. But if you don't have clearly defined what you want in that other person, or if you don't even know if that is something you want in this season of life, because maybe in this season where you're in school, it sounds like your major is pretty intense. What did she say? Biomedical engineering. What do you even do? Is that, like,
I don't know,
surgeries? I don't know what that is. But yeah, so I feel like maybe this is a busy season for you, and what you want is companionship, and maybe there's another way to seek that feeling without playing with your heart or his.
You know, she must be real smart. You know, smart people be lacking the sense of the common folk. You understand?
But common folk don't have so much sense, babe. You're giving us a little too much credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're the smart person. I'm the common sense person.
Oh,
you're the genius, mathematically.
I am not that.
You are smart. Super. I'm really common sense, I think.
You are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying that you were common.
I don't know if you're common sense. You're just no nonsense.
No, I'm.
Because for me, I do believe there's a lot of common sense that I have that other people do not.
Okay, let's go for example.
How to load a dishwasher.
Okay, that's not common.
Nope.
Okay, fine.
When you load the dishwasher, you position the dishes such that if it's a bowl, you're not going to sit the bowl up. You sit the bowl, you angle it in such a way that the water, the dirty water that circulates through there is not going to sit in the bowl. So when you open the dishwasher at the end of the cycle, there's dirty water in the bowl.
Uh-huh.
That seems very logical to me.
Yeah.
Put it upside down. Put the cups upside down.
Have you ever seen a dishwasher work, like the inside of it?
No.
Right. And I think if I have seen the inside of it and how it splashes and waters around, then it would make sense to me.
But it's obvious because it has a little wheel and the water shoots up.
I didn't know the water shoots up. I don't know where the water shoots from.
How would really? I know
that? Yeah.
See?
That's not common
that
sense.
That is common sense. If you look at the mechanism, you can see.
I'm not
the
looking
water
at the bottom of a dishwasher. I'm
no, it's not from the bottom.
First
it's
of
right
all, first
there.
Of all, first of all, first of all.
The little spinning wheel. I spin it every time just, and then this is another thing I
you
do.
You spin it every time.
I spin it to make sure no dishes are inhibiting it from actually circulating so that everything gets its due diligence.
All right. I need a poll. A poll right
Y'all
now.
Let us know if that's a real common thing, because I feel like it is.
Let's just ask this question.
What's the question?
Do black people use the dishwasher? No.
Wait.
Black people don't use the dishwasher. So how am I supposed to know? The dishwasher was always a drying rack.
It was.
When I grew up, it was always, we never turned it on.
I
never had those little cascade things. I never even knew what it was. We never used the dishwasher. Okay?
Okay.
So now as a grown man, I've been looking at dishwashers my whole life saying, that's a drying rack. That's where the dishes go to dry, and we use them and we put them back in there to dry. So we don't have dishes all over the countertop. I get married.
And then all of a sudden, she has a white roommate. And then start using a dishwasher.
We don't even have dishwashers in our dorm room.
It doesn't matter. They all talked about it.
Oh, my
goodness. I know those when I'm late night talk.
That is not what happened.
All right,
what happened was is I was one of those black children that grew up in that black house.
Yes.
And I was like, we're going to be using this dishwasher. I used to be anti-dishwasher. And then I started having, it was when we had children. I was like, oh, heck no. This dishwasher is getting used.
Okay, check this out.
What?
You never brought us along that journey. That was a solo decision that we all just was kind of like, all right. I guess we're using this thing now, and we just put the dishes in there. It was no onboarding. It was no orientation. That's a black, that is generational curse. Black people don't use dishwasher.
It's okay? A curse.
It's something that we don't do.
You are extra.
Now, let me know, black people, black people from America. I don't want to talk about Canadians. I'm sorry, United States of America. My apologies. Black people in the United States of America, are you using a dishwasher? All right. Not interracial couples. I'm talking black house. Wait. I need black house.
Wait.
Are you using a dishwasher?
That's really important. I hope we don't get canceled for this.
No, that's a real question. I just want to know, are you using a dishwasher? Because that's not common sense if I've never used it in my life.
Okay. I also want to know how old you are when you answer that poll.
Yeah, because
I need
new
to know
people.
If you're like our generation or if you're like her generation or if you're like my parents' generation.
Yeah, because people taking the microwaves out of their house. They taking all of your appliances out and going on. What's going on? I don't know what the hell going on, man. I go to your house. We can't wash dishes. Can't heat nothing up. Got to go outside to heat up stuff. Sitting in the sun. Y'all crazy.
No, they use the stovetop, babe.
Oh, so listen.
Okay.
I don't want to be disappointed here.
Okay.
I need to know, are you guys, common sense is a thing. I feel like I have common sense,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You have common sense when it comes to, like, stuff, how stuff goes around the house. But before you teach people, you'll get irritated for a couple years and be like, yo.
For a couple years?
No?
No, I've been trying to take deep breath, especially with our new nanny. I've been trying to, like, be like, you know what? I don't know if I've ever explained this or I've ever shown her this. So let me just take a moment to do that.
That's nice. Sorry.
So I feel like I've been doing better. Even with the kids, I've been like, you know, okay, guys, let me show you. But once I've shown you, you better get it right. Yeah, just kidding.
You know how much anxiety I have loaded the dishwasher? I hate loading the dishwasher.
I told Glenn, I said, just load it and start it so I don't have to see it. And then when he's loading it, I have to kind of like look around. And not pay attention.
Yeah, I'll be talking to her and I'll be loading the dishwasher. She'll go, like, what's wrong with you? You control freak. It's in there. Who cares? Once it gets in the dishwasher, it's magical. Who knows what happens in the dishwasher? There is a GoPro video. There is someone who stuck a GoPro inside of a dishwasher and like saw everything in there.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys have been with us for years. We've been on having this podcast for I don't know how many years, and I feel like the dishwasher conversation just keeps coming up.
It keeps coming up.
We got to move
on. Just get rid of it.
No, heck no. We just need to move on with life. All right. So basically, do our dating to marry list.
Yeah.
Sis. I really feel like that's a powerful tool, and if you have not gone to our website, you need to go ahead to our website and make sure you do that. And she's cute.
Yeah. She got played. She played
herself.
She's
cute. I will say, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, played.
Yeah. All right, how married are you?
I had one this morning when I was cooking breakfast. I was like, oh, pay attention. Oh, I'm so married that I made breakfast for our children yesterday morning. And that's a big deal because it's your morning.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend mornings are Glenn's morning to make breakfast for the kids. Those meals are like the guaranteed meals that Glenn's going to make.
Why didn't I do it?
Because you were taking forever to get out of bed. And I was like, I'm not going to rush him out of bed. I know he didn't get a lot of sleep last night. And we have a full day ahead of us today. So let me just go ahead and make these kids breakfast. And not only did I make them breakfast, but we were supposed to be gone the whole day. I also made them lunch.
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah, that was great.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
How married are you, babe?
Oh, I'm so married. This morning I was leaving the house and I had to pack my meal prep. I had to pack the dog's food. I had to pack, bring some stuff from the house or whatever. And I saw you left your water bottle because I knew you were rushing to get out of the house this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought your water bottle to work so that you could have your water bottle and drink it and not miss your drinks.
I appreciate that, babe. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how married we are.
A black love story started at a step show. I was spinning top 40 from the radio. And I met this little shorty, chocolate petite. She said,
hey, Mr. DJ.
I said, my name Belief. Then with the turntable, she was trying to take a flick. I thought a photo bombing to get all up in her mix. I saw her waist snatched and her face beat. Maybe it's melanin, maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe she's...